Okay. All right. So welcome everyone. So since we are working with our chakra system and we have been bringing our personal colors and sound codes into those, I thought it would be helpful. I found it interesting to just kind of look back and get have a little bit of information about the history on the chakras. So the first known text to mention chakras was about 2,700 years ago. The origins and the histories of the chakras is ancient, it's complex, and it has spanned thousands of years. And it began as an oral transmission, as so many of these ancient practices have. But today it's been transformed from a mantra and visualization-based meditation technique to the modern chakra system that we know of today. And this does differ greatly from the traditional Hindu chakra practices and customs. So how many of you knew that the rainbow colors that we have been associating with each of these chakras was only invented in 1977? I was shocked. The original chakra system had no connection to the rainbow colors. In fact, they used no colors at all. So how many of you, like myself, again, who were taught those colors, believe they had always been associated with the chakras? So, and most of us never even questioned it. It's what I was taught. That's what I went with, right? So that now brings us to the place where we know a belief is not necessarily true. So as our consciousness changes with all of these energetics and upgrades, you'll probably find that some of our long-held beliefs may be challenged. And it's just part of this process of learning about who we are and having our own sovereignty, you know, within ourselves. So we just need to be flexible as we move forward. Because as we do increase these vibrational fields and our consciousness expands, we are being guided to move into a state of having that sovereignty with flexibility. So nothing is written in stone. So always just be prepared for new information to arise as our consciousness can really accept it and understand it.